listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. A health scare at one of the country's largest music festivals. Anyone who attended Spilt Milk in Canberra last weekend are being told to be on the lookout for meningococcal symptoms. ACT Health putting out the alert this afternoon with an attendee in Canberra Hospital. WorkSafe Australia is investigating after a contractor was killed by three dogs at a home south of Brisbane. Paramedics declared the 42-year-old dead at the scene this morning. Police say he was conducting meter readings at the time. They've also sent love to his family as well as the homeowners who weren't there.
The dogs at this time have been taken by animal control and further inquiries are being conducted in relation for us to prepare a report to the coroner.
Cricket legend Ricky Ponting resumed his TV commentary duties today after yesterday's health scare, which saw him rushed to a Perth hospital. The former skipper received the all clear from doctors after suffering from dizzy spells during yesterday's coverage of day three of the first test against the West Indies. Indigenous Queensland Rangers have been awarded an Earthshot Prize from Prince William for their management of the Great Barrier Reef. The US ambassador to Australia received the award in Boston on their behalf as Prince Will and Kate wrap up their tour of America. Caroline Kennedy telling the ABC she can't wait to see the group of women when she arrives back in Oz.
I hope it will raise awareness around the world, really, for the importance of the oceans and the work that we can all do to preserve and protect them and draw on traditional knowledge to do that.
And new Twitter boss Elon Musk has leaked company emails, the billionaire claiming the social media giant invented a reason to censor reporting on the Hunter Biden laptop scandal ahead of the 2020 US election. It's alleged a small group of top execs labeled the post stories as hacked material without any evidence.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.